time.
Well.
But I don't admire those administrators. I admire them. I shouldn't say that. That's not what I mean. I mean, I don't envy them.
I imagine it would be a tough job, all right.
If you're going to do something like that, you might just as well go to work for a corporation and make some money.
It's so thankless.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it right, they're ready to crawl right on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
They sure are. It's just quite a thing. So.
Here we are. I was going to ask you about trees. What kinds of trees did you have around the farm?
We didn't have any for quite a while. Most of them was cottonwoods and poplars.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it, except the fruit trees.
How about now? What kinds of trees do you have around in town here?
Well, we have Chinese elm and the non-producing mulberries, and we have some silverleaf maples. And we have, that's just about fills the bill. Of course, we do have some of these black locusts, which...
mm-hmm.
Now, that's the main trees that was here. There wasn't anything around here except the black locust until just the last, I'd say, 20 years.
Hmm.
You know, the majority of the trees here was all black locusts. I think it was about 40, 50 grown on this next lot here next to us.
Hmm. Locusts?
They were. Mm-hmm.
They have nice wood, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. Oh, my. But when they begin to get old and break up, they sure do look ragged.
Oh,
enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. They grow rapidly, but mm-hmm. when they go, they go.
They're
what do you call the part of the tree that's under the ground?
The roots.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that tree around here that has a little round ball out on the end of a stem? The tree itself has rather scaly bark and a large leaf, sort of a...
What would that be?
A sycamore or buttonball.
We do have a few sycamores,
mm-hmm.
But very few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have that vine that has the three-fingered leaf?
That's an English ivy.
Well, this is the one you find out wild around the creek, maybe, and you get in
oh,
it.
Oh, you mean poison ivy?
Yeah.
Well, now, we do have some on these creeks down here. Out on Bitter Creek, Turkey Creek, not in there? Yes, sir, we sure do. Because our boys and their daddy gets it every once in a while. That's a nasty thing, isn't it?
What happens to them when they get that? It makes the skin break out?
It just breaks out,
and
it's hard to get rid of.
You
scratch it, and it sure mm-hmm. scatters. Mm-hmm.
Do they itch? Or?
Yeah, it itches. Mm-hmm. Sure does.
I used to be awfully allergic to this when I was a boy.
I never had it in my life, and I've been into it, but Carlos and the boys, that's my son-in-law down here, and all those boys, every one of them's had it.
Hmm.
They're all, I guess, allergic to it because they break out every time they get into this stuff.
Well, this hasn't bothered me lately, but the chiggers mm-hmm. have certainly driven me crazy.
I tell you, if I get out in the woods or out in the weeds or in a place like
mm-hmm.
that, I think they're the most annoying thing in the world. They just get in your skin and they just stay there.
And then in warm weather, you perspire and your pores open.
Oh,
and
just eat you up.
Yeah.
Oh, it sure does.
What do you call that bush that grows maybe 6 feet high and has little berries up on the top?
You mean Nandina bush?
No, this would be wild.
This is a wild bush.
Maybe grow.
Let me see. What is that?
It's usually one of the first to turn red in the fall.
What you talking about?
Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. Shoemaker. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And there's lots of it in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A man told me quail
shoemaker.
Like that. Another man said, yeah, quail like it if there's nothing better.
Ooh, I wouldn't think quail would like it. Now, of course they may. I'm not an authority on that. I wouldn't know.
Your grandfather and his tribe.
He would. He'd know all about this thing.
Say, what do you call low-growing scrubby oak?
Chin oaks.